Even the local New York progressive radio station wanted to break the record instead of play it on the air. They did not like the recording. And, it was like, because it was something new, it was very much against what, you know, all the long hairs at the time wanted. You know, you don't understand one thing, because everybody's younger, and I'm glad that it's like this now as opposed to how it was then. Now you have the internet, and you have people that I've done talks with when I play things like in Berlin at CTM, when I played that theater with my own music, that are totally electronic music freaks, who also love rock music, who also love Bach, you know, who also love the music of Togo. You know, and they have no distinction between what is what in categories, and because I like this, I don't like this. It's none of that. That wasn't the case in 1976. If you liked progressive rock, you hated bands like the Ramones. The Ramones was the only one out at the time, so you hated them. If you liked acoustic people like James Taylor, you would not put on James Taylor and then the Ramones unless you were a very special person. People had a social group around the artists that they believed in. Okay. But that's how important music was to the life of that time. And music is maybe a little less important now because there's other things, but it wasn't so defined. It wasn't that definite.